This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that I always kind of get nervous about is our water supplies. And we drink water. We have our lettuce washed off with water, our fruits washed off with water. We spoke a little bit in the last hour about how some people get traveler's diarrhea when they travel. And one way to prevent that, we tell people, is to only drink bottled water and to avoid ice in your drink, because ice would be made with the tap water of where you're visiting. But also lettuce and fruit and vegetables and things are washed down, and silverware are washed down with that water. So if there are certain bacteria or different pathogens that your body isn't used to, your body will sense that there could be something going wrong, and it'll try to flush it out. Sometimes it's a bacterial overgrowth. Sometimes it's just a defense mechanism. Sometimes it's a virus. So I'm very fortunate to live in America and to live in Southern Nevada, whose water system is pretty good, but I do panic. What city was that where somebody hijacked the water and unfortunately tried to add more sodium bicarb to it, and then luckily a tech saw that and stopped it? I mean, this was, I don't know if they found who did it, if it was a foreign terrorist body or not, but somebody tried to actively contaminate our water. So, you know, it has to be watched all the time. Well, we have some findings linked to an older cluster of child cancers that had happened in the 1990s that they had linked to water in, I believe this was Wilmington, Massachusetts. Now they don't think the water is of any other concern, but this is kind of an example of some of the things we need to watch out for. So Massachusetts health officials announced today, or yesterday, I believe, linking contaminated water in the northeastern area of Massachusetts to a cluster of childhood cancers in the 1990s. Officials say the water is no longer a risk. But the study was conducted by the state's Environmental Health Bureau, and it looked at Wilmington, Massachusetts, and found expectant mothers' exposure to contaminants like NDMA, nitrosodimethylamine, and TCE, trichloroethylene, from the public water supply was associated with an increase in cancers like leukemia and lymphoma in children born in the 1990s. The association said to be statistically significant, and it was upheld even after accounting for factors of, you know, family history, household exposures. And there were two cases of cancer in Wilmington children between 1982 and 1989. 22 diagnoses cropped up between 1990 and 2000. Now, press release states there is no evidence of increased odds of cancer for children who were exposed to it during childhood, but it was when they were fetuses. Now, some of you are thinking, wait a second, NDMA, I've heard of NDMA. Well, NDMA, the nitrosodimethylamine, was one of the contaminants found in blood pressure medications that the ARBs that were originally manufactured in generic manufacturing institutions or companies, some of which in China, others could have been around the world, and NDMA was a byproduct of the manufacturing process of some generic medications. Now, most pregnant women are not given those medications, but it just goes to show you that these are contaminants that keep surfacing and keep being brought up that look like are linked to cancer, whether it's through a fetus or whether it's another form. So officials say the cancer incidence returned to baseline levels by 2001, where there was only one case each year in that area. So where did the chemicals come from? Well, according to Fox News, they say the chemicals were traced back to an out-of-use chemical manufacturing facility last held by the Olin Chemical Corporation in 1980, now in the hands of the EPA, which has proposed a $48 million cleanup plan. Now, they are saying that Wilmington public drinking water is no longer contaminated with NDMA or TCE and currently poses no known risk to public health. Though contamination of an underground aquifer with NDMA remains, the aquifer is no longer used to supply water to the town. The contaminated wells were closed in 2003. So, good, they were on it. It would have been nice for them to be on it before the cancer rates, but still frightening. You know, we had opened the show today talking about how our hand sanitizers might have been, or some hand sanitizers have been found to have excessive levels of benzene. Now, the FDA doesn't want benzene in our hand sanitizers greater than 2 parts per million, but Valisure, an online pharmacy, tested 260 hand sanitizer products and found 17% of batches to contain over 16 parts per million, markedly exceeding what the FDA limit of 2. So it was like 16.1. That's over 8 times. And benzene has been associated with anemia, leukemia, decreased immune function in animals, low birth weights, delayed bone formation, bone marrow damage. And benzene is kind of a colorless liquid, or sometimes it can be light yellow. We use it to make dyes, detergents, plastics, lubricants, rubber, gasoline, pesticides. And benzene is also in medication. One of the reasons why wildfire smoke is so dangerous is, again, because of the benzene consumption or inhalation. So hand sanitizer, maybe that little bit of the 16 parts per million might not hurt you, but if you're hand sanitizing 20 times a day, that could be a problem. And these products have been marketed to children, like the little Mandalorian Baby Yoda. I know it's Grego, but it's not supposed to be Baby Yoda, but I still call it Baby Yoda on the label. Those are things that are, you know, children are like, I want that one, I want that one. Well, that was one of the brands that Valisure found was positive for not COVID, was positive for benzene. Everybody seems positive for COVID. So David Light, founder and CEO, wants FDA manufacturers to act expeditiously to remove contaminated lots from the market and for consumers to understand that uncontaminated hand sanitizer products are available, should be used. We just need to figure out who is what. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, one of my listeners, Anonymous, has been taking Paxil for generalized anxiety disorder and major depression. But she says she doesn't have major depression and a generalized anxiety disorder. Her Paxil is a low dose. Helped her with her sleep, some of the menopausal changes she had, and she wants to get that diagnosis off her record. This was kind of in light to the, are some of the background checks or rules with gun control going to be extended to mental illness? Now, we don't know yet what's going to happen. We do know that Biden does want to ban assault rifles, move towards that in light of the shootings that we saw in Colorado and Atlanta. And I think it was in Atlanta, again, in a Publix, somebody had come in tactical gear with guns. And there's been a lot of calls every time there's a school shooting or some sort of shooting that we limit people having access to these guns. Not only the type of guns, but limit people having access to these guns with background checks. And the background checks are usually criminal checks. But there's been also a call that people with mental illness not get a weapon. Now, you or I might think that's pretty logical in terms of somebody having severe psychosis, you know, needing to be on very strict medical regimen or therapy regimen, hospitalized, institutionalized, that, you know, somebody having a weapon or a car, etc., you know, needs to be of sound mind. But what about giving a diagnosis that seems to be a little bit more exaggerated than what you have? Will that be used to prevent gun ownership? Well, we don't know. This has been being talked about for years. During the Obama administration, patients would come to me asking me to not use those diagnoses for them if they had those conditions, because they were afraid that they couldn't then purchase a gun later. Now, I can't change the medical record, what's in the medical record, but I wouldn't really use major depressive disorder if I didn't think they were depressed. If somebody had low serotonin, and I thought they needed some assistance with that, because it helped them sleep, maybe helped with some anxiety, helped with some of their hot flashes, or maybe social phobia, I would be very exact with my diagnosis. Now, I understand there's some providers out there that are lazy. They memorize a code, and that's the code they use. Because it's memorized, and they can say, yeah, it falls under this. It falls under depression. It falls under anxiety. But for me, I would describe why we were using a medication. In fact, I had a patient that was on 4 blood pressure medications. Came to me, the blood pressure was like 180 over 110. Still sky high. The guy was at risk for stroke. And he had tried almost every brand and every type of blood pressure medication we knew of, was on 4 agents and wasn't controlled. So I go, why don't we try some Zoloft? Maybe this has to do with your serotonin levels. And serotonin is a hormone that kind of helps keep your moods more copacetic. And, you know, are you stressed? He goes, well, you know, work is always stressful. I mean, I'm okay at home, but yeah, I guess work is stressful. You know, we all get stressed at work. So I put him on that, and I noticed his blood pressure start to normalize, and slowly I was able to take him off some of his blood pressure medication. Now, does it mean he had mental illness? Does it mean he shouldn't have a gun? That's not for me to judge. But I used that serotonin maybe for stress, but more so to control his blood pressure. His diagnosis was still high blood pressure, some anxiety. Now, those diagnoses, from what I understand, shouldn't affect anybody from being able to get a weapon to protect their home and to be able to enjoy the liberties of the Second Amendment with the Constitution. But if you do have a provider that might use one of the codes that is more generalized, I don't know if that would cause any future issues. So I've been told many times by people throughout the years, really since 2009 is when I started to see it more, that they were concerned about a diagnosis being put in their chart. And here we have one of our listeners wanting to know how she can fix that chart based on her being on, I think she's only on 10 milligrams, a very mild dose. Well, you know, I would say discuss with your medical provider. First of all, your chart should not be in the hands of the agencies that are doing background checks. Your medical chart is only within your medical doctor's office, medical doctor's computer. But if there are any laws that change and say, look, if you have any of the below diagnoses, that needs to be alerted, can doctors do that? Well, if I diagnose you with chlamydia or giardia or HIV or COVID, those are reportable. You know, people are getting antsy because not only did their doctor know they had COVID, but they had to notify their boss that they had COVID. The coworkers had to be notified that they have COVID, even though the boss was supposed to try to keep the identity. You know, if Bob is the only one that's not there at work on his shift, and the boss goes, guys, we've had a COVID exposure, duh, people are going to figure out it was Bob. And then the health department would reach out to contacts saying, look, you know, there's somebody that you've been in contact with, Bob, you need to now be in quarantine for 14 days. And so, you know, privacy does go out the window when we're talking about public health. Now, I'm nervous as a doctor because if you are having depression, if you are having anxiety, if you are overcoming a dependence on alcohol or drugs, I want you to be able to speak to somebody and get help. I don't want you to fear that there's going to be some computer footprint. But people are worried about that. They're concerned. Now, you could talk to your provider and say, look, you know, I don't want a code, you know, that diagnoses me with something that I don't believe I have been diagnosed with. You got to be very careful. You don't want to tick off the doctor. You could say, look, you know, I wanted to try this medicine for sleep. I wanted to try this medicine for moods. Do I have to have a diagnosis of that? You know, what diagnosis are you using? You're allowed to ask the medical provider. You know, what diagnosis are you using for me? So somebody could be obese, not the ideal weight, and they might go to carbs when they're stressed. So rather than using medication or alcohol or drugs, they go to food. Should they be diagnosed with an eating disorder? Technically, if you look at the definition, somebody using food to cope and eating an amount that could be harmful to their health could technically be diagnosed as an eating disorder. Is eating disorder considered mental health? So a mental health issue? Yes, it could be. How I look at where things are going is I don't believe somebody who is fighting obesity, fighting some sleep issues, fighting menopause issues, fighting, you know, dealing with the stress of a divorce, I don't see them being prevented from being able to have a firearm to protect themselves in the near future. However, if somebody in the midst of a divorce shoots their partner and that hits the news, you're going to see a political push for there to be guidelines or rules. If any more disgruntled workers come back and kill coworkers, then the depression and anxiety of job loss could be a red flag. You know, I understand people are scared. We have an administration right now that wants to pass as much as possible because they don't know if they're going to make the next election or whatever they're thinking. And so I wouldn't have put it past this administration that they are going to put some stricter rules in place. But I know people are very, very concerned. And as a doctor, I want you to be able to be honest with your provider. Hiding the fact that you have a medical condition or an issue can just make it worse. So, you know, we'll keep you posted if we see any changes, but hopefully it doesn't get to that far. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 21-year-old gunman accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder supermarket this week made his first court appearance, where a defense lawyer said she needs more time to look into his psychiatric condition. A judge ordering the suspect to be held without bail until another hearing in the coming weeks. President Biden facing reporters in the briefing room for the first time as president. The press conference coming on the 65th day of his administration. The first question the president was asked was how he's going to fix problems such as immigration reform, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
I got elected to solve problems. And the most urgent problem faced the American people, I stated from the outset, was COVID-19 and the economic dislocation for millions and millions of Americans.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Health officials say the nation's long stretch of declining coronavirus cases appears to have stalled. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show vaccinations are working, however.
What we do know is that we're vaccinating people at 2.5 million people per day, and we're really starting to see the positive effects of that vaccination. We know that people who are over the age of 65, their mortality rates have come down dramatically.
New claims for jobless benefits are dropping below the 700,000 level for the first time since the pandemic began. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells NBC News this figure doesn't quite tell the whole story.
There's still a total of nearly 19 million Americans who are on some form of unemployment assistance, and so that points to continued stress for the economy and all those millions of people affected.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, all right. I don't know why people go for the ear, right? Didn't Evander Holyfield lose part of his ear in a fight? And then apparently on a flight, a United Airlines flight from Miami to Newark, somebody decided to bite another guy's ear off, trying to see what had happened. They had to make an unexpected stop in Charleston, South Carolina, to get this guy off the plane. And apparently he got into a fight with another passenger and tried to bite off his ear. See, remember I told you humans are still animals? You just have to trigger them the wrong way, and they will pounce. And why ears? You know, why go after the ears? There's a lot of other things that are hanging, and they bite for the ear. I don't get that. You know, I've gone into a fight with my dogs. They don't go for your ear. I mean, they'll bite your nose. They'll go after the nose. I mean, I never get into a fight. They'll play fight with me. Yeah, right. And they'll do that. They'll kind of go after their nose. You know, and I'm like, I need a nose job. And they never think God breaks skin because they're playful. But never had anybody go for the ear. So maybe it's because my hair is covering. Maybe, you know, if people don't have long hair, their ears are really sticking out in there. And so they look like they're weak points. I mean, in fact, what we learn in Krav Maga and what we learn in self-defense is you go for the hanging fruit, so to speak, right? When you are attacked by somebody, and if you are able to get the tips of things, that can sometimes be very successful in slowing them down and neutralizing your opponent. Somebody has their hands across from you, you got to pull them from the pinky, gouge their eyes, their ears, pee on them, do whatever you have to do. Fortunately, sometimes it can't get to people who are attacking you. But barely the passenger known as Victim 1 was the one who, I believe most of his ear is still fine, but there was hitting back and forth, and so there was a doctor on board, and they gave him Benadryl to subdue him. I have never had to on a flight. I've had to deal with codes. I've never had to on a flight subdue a passenger. I did have somebody who was having a seizure, so I sat next to him. I cleared the row, and I made sure I was there to maintain his airway if he needed it. But luckily, he got out of it, and you know, he's like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm your new best friend. I'm going to sit with you the rest of the flight. Hi." And you could see, I don't know if he was more mad that I had to sit next to him, you know, and I was already kind of looking at his wallet and seeing what his medication card is. You know, I had to make sure this wasn't like a hypoglycemic sort of seizure or something. And, you know, I was like, gosh, man, you have a lot of condoms in there. Who are you again? I'm Dr. Dahlia. I'm all up in your business. So luckily the person wasn't seriously injured, but that was an issue. Now the FAA is fining a JetBlue passenger $14,500 because he held this big ruckus when he was asked to wear a mask. And this was, I think, around Christmas time. And so he's getting fined $14,500 because he was, you know, yelling and screaming and having all sorts of issues on this flight from New York, JFK, to Dominican Republic. And so I've never gotten into a fight with anybody on a plane. I've had attitude from some of the flight attendants, and this isn't during COVID. I haven't flown since COVID, but pre-COVID, I've had some, you know, attendants like, you know, I got to pee. You know, now, you see the seatbelt sign? I go, the seatbelt sign is on the whole flight. Let me go pee. Seatbelt sign. All right. And you know, I'm very upset with spending $600 on a flight, domestic, right, to go to the Midwest. $600. I could spend less on gas, and I could probably lose less money, right, just driving myself. And then you don't get drinks. They stopped alcohol. They stopped food. Now, we're being told that Delta might be resuming in-flight food for some of the flights, but they're going to be, food used to be like, you know, like nuts. You can't do peanuts anymore because of people allergic to peanuts. Now, all of a sudden, peanuts have to be banned from the flight. And remember, they didn't want people eating because they didn't want people pulling down their mask. They also didn't want people drinking because they didn't want people getting all, you know, loose with their restrictions and kind of moving to other people saying, you know, you look cute. And I think they stopped alcohol on one flight because people were giving Mitt Romney a big problem. People were kind of yelling at Mitt Romney, you know, for the way he voted against Trump. And so people on that flight, I think they just stopped all alcohol because people were getting kind of rowdy and ticked off and people were fighting with each other. You know, fights happen on planes. They just do. You know, people are on each other's nerves. My problem, you want to know what really ticks me off, is when somebody farts on a plane. And I understand, I'm a doctor, I get that people have gas, I get that, but I don't want to smell it. So I don't really mind the mask because, you know, maybe it kind of prevents some of the smells. But honestly, you know, people think because it's quiet or because there's background noise, nobody's going to hear the fart. Yeah, but that's not the problem. I don't care about the sounds. I mean, they're funny. They make you giggle. I care about the stink. You know, I don't want to breathe that in. You know, we're all worried with the masks. about COVID and breathing in pathogens. What are you breathing in when somebody expels gas? There's bacteria that come out. Everybody thinks, no, you know, just the sulfur and the hydrogen and the methane smells, and that's all it is. No, I mean, you are spewing out air that we're worried about people singing in church. You know, don't be saying hallelujah, because when you say hallelujah, you're spewing out pathogens. What do you think you're doing when you fart? So I have a big problem with that. I mean, I'm not going to get to somebody who's, you know, I'm not going to fight with them, but I can't open a window. Can't crack open a window. I mean, I'll try to put my fan on, but then that blows the stink to somebody else, and they're like, gosh, you know, 17C, what did you do? And I go, that wasn't me. I was blowing away the stink from this guy over here. It wasn't me. I don't know. So that's where I see a fight coming. So Southwest, you know how they would board 30 passengers at a time? Well, basically 60 passengers. So you get your boarding pass, and then you have to line up in the A1 through 30. I was never in the A group because I never paid extra. I would just sit there at, like, you know, the 23-hour, 59-minute mark and wait till it turned into, like, 24 hours prior to the flight so I could then click the button and try to get on. I usually get a B or a C seat. So Southwest during the pandemic would only seat, like, 10 people at a time, so they wouldn't have the crowds of the 60, the 1 through 30, and the 31 through 60. And those were fights because you get a number. So let's say you are B15, right? And you worked hard to get B15 because you were, you know, there hitting the button trying to get that seat. Well, I go there, and there's B23, and then there's like B29. I'm like, oh, I'm B15. Like, oh, good for you. Yeah, but I'm B15, so I'm ahead of you. No. This is just for any of the Bs, 1 through 30. And I'm not, no, we have to kind of stand in line with our number. No, we're a couple. I go, again, you could be a couple behind my butt, okay, because I'm beefing. You know, so I have gotten into skirmishes there, and that's been a problem. Or I really hate it on a plane where somebody puts their overhead bag by your area. I am paying $600 for a two-hour flight. Don't ask how it costs that much. I don't know. Maybe it's because I try to pick a direct flight because I don't want to fly back to L.A., go up to Seattle if I'm trying to fly to Kansas. Let me just go from Vegas to Kansas. And so I'll pay extra for a direct flight so I don't have to be going down to Phoenix or going to Hawaii and then coming back to go to Kansas. I think that's ridiculous. Just let me fly in the direction I need to go. So I'm paying that much money. Let me have the overhead compartment above my seat. And it's full. And there's nobody around because, you know, sometimes you get an assigned seat. And so here you are going your assigned seat, you're first in line, nobody should be there, and it's closed, and you can't. So now I have to put my bag behind. Have you ever tried to deplane a plane when your bag had to be put rows behind you? Nobody lets you get your bag. And they're like, well, okay, if you won't let me get the back, and you get my bag. But like, no, I have a bad back. So you're sitting there. I just don't like flying on the plane. And then, you know, if they limit alcohol, I hear that you're going to get little mini Coca-Cola cans. They're just trying to save money, right? Really, because of COVID, you're going to get little baby Coca-Cola in your hands. It's ridiculous. So I'm not a big fan of flying. 1-877-DOLLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a couple carjackers got arrested. But these carjackers are a little different than the average carjackers, unless maybe I'm wrong. This is what the new carjacker looks like. But these are two schoolgirls, 13 years old and 15 years old, have been arrested for murder because they used a stun gun to rob an Uber Eats driver. It caused him to crash, and he was ejected from the car and died. Mohammed Anwar, 66 years old, was driving for Uber Eats in D.C. He was carjacked by two teenage girls armed with a taser. His Honda Accord crashed, flipped on its side, and the victim was ejected onto the sidewalk, and he died. National Guard troops have detained the suspects, aged 13 and 15, until the police arrived. Anwar is an immigrant from Pakistan, and he leaves behind his wife, 3 grown children, 4 grandchildren. This took place on the 1200 block of Van Street, southeast near the Nationals Park, just after 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. And it was kind of caught on video. And footage captured by a neighbor showed a dark-colored Honda Accord resting on its side against a curb and 2 National Guard troops pulling a pair of teenagers out of the overturned vehicle. So I don't know why they tased him. I don't know if they got into the car, tased him to rob him. But he was rushed to the hospital but cannot be saved. And so the Metropolitan Police Department has described the suspects in the felony as a 13-year-old girl from Southeast D.C. and a 15-year-old girl from Fort Washington, Maryland. They have not been named because they're juveniles. According to officials, Anwar was making deliveries for Uber Eats on Tuesday. The 2 teens approached his car and tasered him in an attempt to steal the vehicle. An eyewitness said Anwar put up a fight and the car ended up crashing and flipping on its side. So he sustained head trauma and broken bones when he was ejected from the car. So it's just devastating. But, what would make teenagers, just anybody who's school age, do something like this? Now, I don't think they intended for him to die. They tased him, and people see tasers on film all the time and think, okay, well, all it does is stun him. We could stun him, grab their wallet, and go. But, it could cause heart arrhythmias. It could cause, if the person was in his car driving, I just don't know how that happened, how it flipped, how he, unless he tried to drive away. But these girls were taken from the car, so I'm not exactly sure what happened, unless they jumped in. Anyway, a judge concluded that the 2 teen girls pose a threat to the community and are a potential flight risk, ordered them detained pending their next court appearance scheduled for March 31st, and the victim's niece has launched a GoFundMe account. Over $85,000 has been raised to pay for funeral expenses. So just absolutely, just frightening. And bad things happen, and we've seen people do bad things. There's that person walking his dog. All he was doing was walking his dog at 7 o'clock at night, which is kind of how we want to, allow our dogs to have, time with their owners and get outside. I've heard people say they are not going outside with their dog because they're afraid. I mean, these animals are pent up inside apartments. This is a person who in Philly went to walk his dog, got held up, and shot. He didn't have his wallet on him. I never carry my wallet. When I walk the dog, there's no need. I'm walking my dog. So here's just somebody in broad daylight with Uber Eats getting, so it's, our criminals are, I don't think, shall we say, savvy on how activities that they think won't kill can kill. And this is an example of, I don't think these girls wanted him to die, but he ended up dying, and it's absolutely unfortunate. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We want the kids to go back to school, and some don't want kids to go back to school. And there's been a lot of back and forth between teachers, between parents, and one mom, Christy Hudson, a mother of 3 in Virginia, has slammed the American Federation of Teachers for raising concerns about the CDC's new school guidance of you could separate the kids by 3 feet, arguing that it seems like there is nothing that's enough for the association to support having students back in the classroom. She says it feels like there's no amount of science, vaccinations, or even extra stimulus funds that will be enough for this association to support returning to school. Now, Hudson is the founder of Open FCPS, a coalition of parents seeking educational justice for their children in the Fairfax County public school system. And she told Fox and Friends on Thursday that the goalpost for what is considered a safe return just keeps moving. Now, in a letter addressed to CDC Director Michelle Walensky and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, AFD President Randy Weingarten wrote Tuesday that the organization was not convinced that current evidence supports changing physical distancing restrictions. Now, remember, the CDC last week stated that students should remain a distance of at least 3 feet in classroom settings, with universal masking in elementary schools and areas where transmission is low. The agency cited 3 studies published in Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report that build on evidence that physical distancing of at least 3 feet between students can safely be adopted in classroom settings where mask use is universal and other prevention measures are taken. They said, our concern is that the cited studies do not identify the baseline mitigation strategies needed to support 3 feet of physical distancing. Moreover, they were not conducted in our nation's highest density and least resourced schools, which have poor ventilation, crowding, and other structural challenges. So I'm torn here because, you know, a lot of teachers listen to the show, a lot of educators, a lot of parents, and there's this back and forth. And unfortunately, there's also accusations on both sides. There's accusations that the teachers are getting paid to not teach and not come back to school. So why would they come back to school? There's accusations that parents are trying to force teachers to be at risk, you know, because of certain demographics or so. There's accusations on both sides that are very negative, and it's brewing a war between parents and teachers. And I am understanding the frustration on both sides. Now, when somebody says, well, the goalposts keep being changed, they keep changing the goalposts, you know, meaning, well, you know, if we had money, we could reopen. If we had vaccines, we could reopen. Well, the teachers are getting vaccinated. They're getting money. And they say, no, but the evidence isn't there. Well, they're not entirely wrong because we're going to be facing another wave. So if teachers are looking at what's happening and they have family members that are older, that are immunocompromised, they don't want to get exposed and give it to their family members. If, you know, they've been alive and not one of the 500,000 to 600,000 casualties, 558,000 to be exact, who died of COVID, many people want to keep it that way. Yeah, they might have dedicated their lives to education and students, but they're preferring not to be out there and exposed to 30 kids in a classroom that could be getting them sick. I get that. But I also get how parents are like, okay, I don't understand that. I'm seeing teachers post pictures of themselves out to dinner. They're going shopping. They're not staying home all the time. So why aren't they then going to the classroom? And I get that. I get that there's, you know, do as I say, not as I do. So, you know, what is the answer? And I am worried that there are many people that really don't want to go back, whether they're fearful of COVID or whether they're liking their life now, you know, being able to be at home. You know, once you've been able to be home for a year, it's really hard to get back in that setting. So only time will tell. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.